program. Welcome to Come On.
It's still, still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Co-host G, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down The Outsiders. It's got hair gel, a lot of hair gel. It's got insiders, and it's got outsiders. What else do you need?
In a world where the Brat Pack wasn't old enough to buy a six-pack, one director would form the Voltron of ensemble casts that would pave the way for the next three decades of Hollywood royalty. Starring Daniel-san before he learned karate, the Swayze Dog before he danced dirty, and Tom before he cruised. Before they were the insiders of Hollywood, they stayed gold in Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders.
I like how that helped, Ryan. Not at all. But before we get to this movie, let's see if The Outsiders were on the inside track at the box office. There's going to be a lot of ins and outs in the pun game for this episode. Yeah. I'm getting a feeling.
Of course. Yeah.
Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Show me the money. Show me the money. All
right. The Outsiders, 1983, you know, and we all either haven't seen it forever or never seen it. So your guesses for the budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be pretty random, but your choices are A, $3 million, B, $7 million, C, $10 million, D, $15 million, or E, $25 million.
This one screams B all over it. This is a $7 million flick. I don't think Rob's dealing with the A again. Better take the A.
I'm really thinking A.
Dan.
But it feels so low. I don't like going low. I'm going to say it's C, $10
million. $10 million is correct.
Yeah, that seems about right.
So this came out in March of 83. And boy, did it have a lot of competition. I've never seen so many movies come out on the same week.
Oh, all new? This isn't like
all new. So I'm going to let. So okay. There's a movie called Tough Enough came out this week.
Is that like a martial arts movie?
This is. No, there's boxing gloves on the cover with Dennis Quaid.
All right. Not what I was thinking, but.
Raiders of the Lost Ark re-released this week.
Beat the Outsiders.
A movie, Bad Boys. Not that one.
Not the Will Smith, no. Martin Lawrence time traveling.
This is a Sean Penn movie, I believe. We also have The Sword in the Stone. We have something called Max Dugan Returns.
Is that the sequel to Max Dugan?
I assume.
Or is this the first? Is this the first in the Max? Oh, is it a Leonard
would
part
that be
six?
Like a Leonard Part Six? Yeah, situation. Right? No, I don't think they're doing that. But okay. You have the Black Stallion Returns. Also,
people are returning in this theater.
Right. Yeah. And you have a movie called Spring Break, all releasing this week against The Outsiders.
I mean, Raiders sounds like the only thing that really crushed it.
Released well, though, but
let me give you the kicking around ones.
Okay.
We got High Road to China in its second week. Oof. We've got Tootsie in its 15th week.
I mean, people love Tootsie.
They have 15th week for that? I don't know.
People loved to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was 15 weeks and still kicking around. We got Gandhi in week 16.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Yeah. We've got 48 Hours in its 16th week.
People love that movie too.
E.T., the extraterrestrial, kicking around at its 42nd week.
I was going to make a joke like, oh, it must be in like its 33rd week. And my joke was even lower than the real number. Yeah. All right, did E.T. beat it? There's no chance E.T. beat it. It is 42nd week.
42nd week for E.T., yeah.
When was the last time you guys watched E.T.?
The 80s.
Yeah, no, it's been recent than that.
Did you watch like the re-release where they put like the walkie-talkies instead of guns?
No.
Okay. No, I haven't.
I said, fuck I haven't that shit.
Maybe we should do E.T. I haven't watched E.T. And
Elliot says penis real loud or penis head or something, penis face, something. And I was
penis
like,
breath, right?
Penis breath, yeah, something. And I was like, this isn't as clean as I remember. I can't run this in the store. And then I think I tried to watch a bit and piece of it, but probably the last time I watched the whole movie was in the 90s. But still, sounds more recently than you guys.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I watched. Like, actually sat down. Maybe I've caught, like, a bit of it, you know, when he's hiding in the closet or the moonshot. When was the last time you played the Atari video game?
Long time. Okay. I'm sure there's a Did we talk about this on the podcast, that video
game? We might have talked about the E.T. terrible video game at some point.
And we may have looked for it. You could probably bing up like a one you can play on.
An emulator. I'm sure they have. Why would you want to, though?
Just punch
yourself in the face.
I remember beating that game.
How do you beat it? I thought you just played for it.
You get him to go home.
Yeah, he goes home.
Don't look at me like I'm the asshole.
Yeah, oh, come on, man.
It wasn't. You got
to have like Pitfall that you just keep going forever?
No.
The radio.
You got to connect all the RCPCs.
Yeah, he raises his neck up a certain amount of time. Reagan, I can almost beat this. I haven't played it in years, but I remember how to beat it because
I guarantee you couldn't beat it now, and it would just make you bad.
You had to go in the bushes and get Reese's Pieces, and you know, like,
yeah,
had to watch out for people. There'd be people, the agent, whatever, they come and get you, try to get you. You had to run. They couldn't touch you.
Did you like fall in a hole or something?
Yeah, sometimes there'd be stuff in the hole.
You raise your neck and you could fly out of the hole, right?
You had to raise your neck, I think, to call your ship too. There was a lot of neck raising going on, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There wasn't much, you know, graphics back then. There were only a few.
Yeah, no, there was not a whole lot of graphic choice. Yeah.
Did it look like E.T.? Or he was just more blobs than the other guy?
Like a blocky, you know.
It's great nostalgia.
If you really squint, you know, it looked like him.
It looks nothing like him. Yeah, okay.
Back in the day, my Apple IIe, like, graphic programming where it'd be like GR10. You know, like, it was like that kind of, like, you know, that's what it looked like. That's the kind of stuff. Anybody back there as old as me and had to do like graphics on an Apple IIe computer through BASIC or whatever they call it, BASIC. That's the kind of graphics that look like pretty horrid.
Like the Oregon Trail or Number Munchers.
Yeah. I don't remember Number. I mean, I kind of do, but Oregon.
You remember that's how they taught you math. I don't know how they teach people math now. I don't know if they're doing Number Munchers still.
No, there's another. They just asked me for something on their Chromebook that they do, but I can't remember what it's called.
Prodigy?
No, Prodigy is the last, but there's another.
Like Firestarter?
Prodigy's, you know, like the game. There's one that's like games, like Number Munchers now that they can get to. And I'm blanking. You know, we were just talking about, they want me to get it for them, you know, log up. I care.
So you have to buy like the app?
No, you just have to. You can.
Oh, you just have to download it.
Username and password. They already have one. It's just, I don't have the. Again, no one cares about this at home.
Right.
Game.
Sometimes brothers catch up on a podcast, yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right, we got to guess how much money.
We went on an E.T. rabbit hole. We were trying to guess position and box office.
Okay, so I'm gonna say the Outsiders made money.
Yeah, I don't know if it won the week. It's got a lot of star power, but were those stars that well known back then to drive it? I don't know. Like, this is 83.
I think a lot of these guys are about to pop.
Yeah.
I think Swayze had done MASH. And that's how you know you've made it in my book. Yeah. Swayze did an episode of MASH.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Very young Swayze, mm-hmm. where he finds out he has cancer because he can't give blood to his hurt buddy, and Hawkeye has to sit down with him and have a heart to heart and send him home. It's a great episode. Anyway, none of the other cast. Ralph Macchio was never on MASH.
No, so it's probably
Karate Kid's not for a year.
Yeah,
and Karate Kid wants.
Yeah, E4. They're all blowing up or about to blow up.
About yes. Yeah.
Feel like this won the week.
Did Rob Lowe do that hockey movie yet? Young Blood or what was this hockey movie? Yeah. Young Blood, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, sounds great.
When it's all about fighting and like no one gives a shit about scoring and like he has to go in the bar or the barn movie. And like train to fight so he can fight the guy. Yeah. That's what everyone gives a shit about.
Yeah, sure.
You've never seen the Rob Lowe hockey movie?
No.
They're gonna have to pull out the bag for me.
Young Blood is definitely the title.
Okay. Great.
We haven't done a hockey movie yet on the podcast, so we'll get around to it.
All right. I think Outsiders, let's say it made some money, not a lot, $25 million back
then. I don't think it's that big. I think they also made money, but it was like $14 million. So they made $4 million, like total $14
million. Taking Europe.
No, Outsiders didn't win the week, but it did come in second.
Oh, awesome. Okay. With all that competition, Raiders won. Raiders won the week.
Raiders came in 10th.
What do people do?
You know, this is a re-release with a lot of competition. You know, so.
Weeks later. What? I mean,
E.T. won the week.
No, 13th.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, for E.T.
It's Spring Break on the week. I couldn't even tell you who's in it, but.
Is it a horror movie or is it a comedy?
No, this looks like a comedy, but I could be wrong.
Probably like the same vein as like Ski School or something like that.
Oh, right? See, I was thinking more like Tom Hanks and Bachelor Party.
Yeah, maybe.
Like something like, I mean, that's not super far off from ski school.
I mean, I've seen Spring Breakers, but I haven't seen.
That's not this.
Not that.
Not that.
Yeah. Anyway, Ryan got it right on the nose. It made $25 million worldwide. Well, and domestically, because it only made like $25,000 overseas. So
yeah. Still need it. Still need it. But
just pushed him over the top. Pushed him over. That's good. It came in second. A lot of stuff. I miss when a lot of different movies would come out. How many movies are in theaters right now?
I mean, I don't know.
If you go to your local Regal, if it's still open, or this, I mean, at the time of recording, there's Marvels. What else?
You know, I don't know. If I look at, like, you know, Box Office Mojo, where I get these most of these numbers, it lists 65 movies this week. Now, some of these are on 4 or 5 screens, yeah. But
can you limit the search to like 10,000 or, you know, 1,000?
Like, screens? If I go like above 1,000 screens, we're talking 11 movies.
Still more, but I can't name anything. What's the oldest thing in theaters right now?
Number of weeks.
Yeah, what's still kicking around?
The one right now. Something called Mind Reader, but it's been there for 55 weeks and it's made like $100,000. So not that.
How many screens? One,
three.
Oh, okay.
Some guys.
Yeah, Oppenheimer would. Big one would be Sound of Freedom has been in there for 19 weeks.
I don't know what that is.
I mean, I know the name, but I don't know much about us about it. But
yeah. As you said, Oppenheimer, they probably both still kicking in.
Yeah, Barbie and Oppenheimer, they're kicking around. But yeah, Sound of Freeman's the oldest one I've heard of. Anyway, to go by that metric.
Okay, just curious. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll break down some outsiders right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
Stay gold.
We're back from that break, and we're on the outside. I'm not looking in. I can see through you. See to the real you, right? Ryan, come on. You know you want to sing it. Alright, let's make sure I remember my Stained lyrics. Which version do you prefer? The regular version or the version with Fred Durst where he's feeling those lighters?
Pass on either right now, but the one without the feeling those lighters, I don't need it. I don't.
It doesn't like fill you with like nostalgia to hear him talk about how he's feeling those lighters.
I mean,
I haven't heard that version in a long time.
First version, that was the only version that was out original. That was the only one they played on, you know, the radio or whatever. And then, but you still hear it.
Yeah, I've heard the other version. I don't hear the lighter version. They don't get that on Spotify.
Well, you don't have that much anymore, but you still hear it every once in a while, especially on terrestrial radio.
If you're... Yeah, I'm sure if I turned on like DC-101 for a whole day, I would hear it one time. Mm. But we're not here to talk about 90s powerhouse band Stained.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk about Young Hollywood movie, The Outsiders.
A lot of kids in this that became some.
Could you believe Ralph Macchio is like 20 years old?
Yeah, he looks a little.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's always been that baby face.
So young.
Yeah.
But really good in this movie.
Yeah.
You'd see why he went on to do Karate Kid and then another Karate Kid. And then My Cousin Vinny was another bigger Ralph Macchio movie.
And that Crossroads one where he plays the guitar with the devil in the Crossroads.
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, no, when you say Crossroads, I think the Britney Spears movie.
I think Crossroads, though, right? And like Stevie Ray Vaughan did the guitar, I think, tracks for it.
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah. That was right around there.
Who played the devil in that?
Steve Vai?
Oh, really?
Steve Vai, or I want to say. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. It's been a long time, but I think Steve Vai played that. It was one of the Shred guys. It was either like Joe Satriani or Steve Vai, who, by the way, are coming on tour. And I was like, man, I might go see that. Like, go see them.
Where are they coming here? Like Meriwether or?
Yeah, I think it's like Meriwether. Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be kind of cool just to see like two thrash guys just go at it. Hear some like Bad Horsey or something. That'd be great.
I tell you, it all comes down to what day of the week it is.
Yeah, right.
It's Tuesday night where you have to stand and watch it? No.
Oh, I don't stand and watch anything if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it was Satriani in that movie. I'm not misremembering.
Have you guys watched any of Cobra Kai?
I have not seen an episode. I've been told by you and by other friend of the podcast, Tom, it's good. I should check it out. And I just never got around to it. I mean,
the final season's coming out.
And we had YouTube.
Yeah. Red. YouTube TV. But yes, it was YouTube Red was the.
Yeah, yeah. You told me I should watch it then, and I didn't watch it then, and I still haven't watched it. One day I'll do a catch-up on it.
There are only two shows worth watching on YouTube Red.
Yeah.
It was Cobra Kai and Want to See a Dead Body.
On a preview that you'll hear later. Like, we talked about it. Yeah.
So the thing that made an impression on me is they're going to the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody sneaks into this fucking drive-in movie. I get why drive-ins failed.
Yeah, that was a common thing that you always saw in these 50s and 60s pieces. By the way, I thought I looked at it. I was about to get mad. I was greasers and, you know, I'd never heard the term soch before, which I'm assuming stands for socialite.
I assume.
I was like, that's 50s, right? And then that guy, the kid made Batty, you know, the one they get shanked. He's driving a Mustang. And I was like, Mustangs did not come out until 64 and a half. I was like getting real.
It's 65, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the book was written in 67, supposed to be 65. Yeah. So it's totally fine. But for a while, I was like, it's too late for Greece. You know, I don't know. I wasn't there, but it felt like that was more 50s in my mind than 60s. But what do I know? They taught me something. But to your point with the drive-in, that's like all you see about driving with people sneaking in, hiding in trunks, which they showed, you know, like everything.
You're crawling through the fence. Why have those chair seats?
Why?
Yeah, that's just promoting people sneaking in.
Well, I thought that people could go without a car, right?
Without a
car. No, you can't go to the drive. You go to the regular Cineplex. Get out of here.
Some people want to be on this. And you know those places where they were making their money was off the concession, which is where you want to go. I mean,
so you don't care if they didn't pay their...
I didn't say that.
Their 50 cents or whatever it was.
When we were young, you could go from one theater to the other. You know, like once you paid to get into Cineplex, you could jump into, you know.
You can still do that now.
Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Or that there's signs and stuff. It's a little bit harder for most theaters now. Amy and I did it a few times if we had a whole day to kill. Like famously, we saw Eric the Viking and something else.
Cabin Boy?
And I can't remember. We saw two movies a couple times where we'd go in for one.
Eric the Viking. Is that Bruce? Like, who's Eric the Viking?
Oh, we've discussed this in our back.
I know we have. It makes no impression on me. You're gonna have to tell
me. I thought it was Bruce Willis. I saw the movie.
Okay.
Not Bruce Willis. It's somebody else. Was it Tim Robbins or something?
Or was it?
Oh, yeah.
Tim Robbins. Okay.
This has been discussed previously on the CoSG, but yeah. Look,
sometimes things fall out of my head. Star Trek knowledge stays in.
Yeah, forever.
Eric the Viking knowledge falls right out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that's so theaters have this problem anyways. But I think the drive-in theater is so vast and you really can just pack as many people in there as will physically fit that they're not going to patrol it too tight. They just want people to come buy some popcorn and, you know,
watch the movie. Have you guys ever been to a drive-in?
Yes. The last time I went to a double feature in Colorado. It was The Lion King and In the Army Now with Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore. You don't have to tell me who the star in The Army Now is. Like, come on. We use that juice, baby.
We were in Damien's cousin, the like bed of his truck. And that would have been like either 95 or 96, whenever, you know, those movies were out. But it was one of those summers. It was a good time. I believe there's still one relatively close to us that we could go.
I thought there was one like West Virginia.
I think it's in Maryland, but it's just not close necessarily Maryland. Right? They're around, you know, if we wanted to do
They were making a comeback during the pandemic.
Yeah, well, there was one in like White Flint area or, you know, like Pike District, whatever you want to call it now, that you could go drive through and sit and watch.
You didn't go see something?
No, we never did. We talked about it, but we just never got around. You know, it just never came up. We would drive by and see movies. Like you go down at the time Montrose Parkway, now it's Josiah Henson Parkway, but you would see the screen from the parkway.
Okay, so say you're driving down that and they're playing Airplane. Would you immediately pull over and go watch it?
I would probably try to get there. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Like, it's the very beginning of Airplane. Like, he's pulling up and leaving his car parked in the white zone.
I would definitely go buy a ticket. But they're going to have trouble with all the bouncing titties and stuff they like to put in Airplane.
I was just trying to think of a movie that would, like, make you peel off the road and get in there.
I would try to get in there to see that. Just why not, right? Like,
Star Trek 2.
I'd probably watch Star Trek 2. I mean, Star Trek 2 was like an iPix at one point, and I was like, should I? And I didn't. Like, I didn't.
Next anniversary of Star Trek 2 when they'll bring it back somewhere?
I think that was it. I think I sent it to you guys. I was like, sure, you know, we just didn't do it. Seen it? You can stream it. It's a little hard to get out there and see it, but some things you want to just for the experience. But would I sneak into it? No, I'm gonna go pay for a ticket.
Okay. Would you say you're going to see Airplane? You're taking your kids. Forget the boobies for a second. The boobies have been edited out. It's just comedy.
Okay.
There's no shaking. Would you tell them, get down, put the blanket over your head to save the $5 or whatever? Get
right. For a ticket. I'm not that hurting for cash right now, thankfully, that I need to worry about. I mean,
it's like a nostalgia of getting one over on the man. When is the last time you guys got one over on somebody?
I think nowadays, I bet you, if you went to one of these places, it's per car anyways.
Or per axle or something.
Like through like a drive-in, like the Holiday Lights or something like that. You got to just go in and it's just per car.
It's up to you to load your car up with people to make it worthwhile.
Right. Yeah.
So if I get like a party bus and load it up with 50 people.
It'd be a different bus fee. I don't know. I just heard about scamming these non-existent drive-throughs.
I like to think of schemes that I'm never going to execute.
That need your business. And you're just going to like, you're just trying to be like, what if I get a parachute and we just
land? What if I dig a tunnel?
Right. Oh, that's true. We could just buy a drone and I'll just fly a drone in and just have like a cell phone camera dangling underneath. And I can just watch the movie through that camera in there.
Why would you put that effort in? You could go to your computer and watch it right now.
I want the illusion that I'm there with the people. Okay. All right. So maybe it's a bad idea. I'll just pay the whatever fee it is. I have to find one. There's not one in Laurel. We don't have drive-in movie theaters. Regular movie theaters are hurting enough. But back to the Outsider.
Do it.
What's your guy's favorite nickname?
It's got to be either Soda or...
Yeah, or Pony Boy.
Pony Boy. I mean, those were the two. There were some other decent
names. Jerry and...
But those are by far the strongest name.
What's Emilio Estevez? It's a...
Two-bit,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, watching this, like seeing Patrick Swayze as like... Just hunky, just dreamboat. Maybe did you guys go watch like Annie Swayze after this?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch any of the back catalog of any of these superstars that were in this movie. So,
reminds me. Did everyone watch the theatrical cut or the extended cut?
I watched the cut that is on HBO.
Yeah, what was on that?
That's the theatrical cut.
Theatrical. What? I heard there's a long. I read that there was a longer version. I was like, oh, I would have liked to watch that.
Yeah, me too. What was the difference? Anyone look it up?
It's like 20-30 minutes longer. Oh, that's and funny. Yeah.
I'd like to see that. I didn't realize it was a thing. I should have checked harder, but I just saw it was on Max, and I'm like, boom, Max.
I didn't know there was a second cut of the movie.
Yeah.
Until after.
I probably would have.
Yeah, it's a closer adaptation like, of the book.
With the book. You know, I felt like not having even read the book, but I mean, I think the movie does a good job of giving you the whole story, but I felt like it was very abridged, and even some of the stuff that Francis Ford Coppola did with like the hard washes of like the blood, and I can't remember if he did it another time. You know, like obviously
it's the blood, and then
there was another
fire, the roof coming in.
Yeah, the church, fire. And they do something with when his parents got hit by the car. I can't remember. It's in it when everything's a threat. Like he would do these washes a couple times where. It was like you get the drift, right? Like kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you get where I'm going. Someone died,
and then they wanted to obviously keep the rating down and not make it too
cool.
But I got the feeling there was more to the story that could have added to it.
I had a question. Like, so do you remember? Like, so you said you didn't read the book, or you did? I can't remember.
I did not. After I mean,
I don't think I did. I might have in like high school.
Okay, I was wondering, like, okay. Maybe I missed this watching the movie, but I'm like, well, why did they have a field trip to an abandoned church?
Right, I was one of that. Like, were they just at the church in the field and the kids went in there just whatever because they were watching them? Well, it was
not. There are fields everywhere. They don't need to go near some creepy old abandoned church to play in a field, you know?
And maybe the church ground, and again, maybe it was explained better in the book, which I thought that was very lacking too, why they were there. Maybe that abandoned church was on the property of the new church, just farther away. So the
maybe.
But there was a lot of kids. It was
there were so many kids hiding inside that church, and the guy's like, oh, "We got there's like 45 more kids in that church."
You know, and what started the fire exactly? They give
it's always been burning.
that the cigarette that he dropped on the spider web that one time, he's like, hey man, you're gonna burn the place down, or what, you know, whatever he said. It was like, gave the illusion that they weren't being very careful, and maybe they actually fire.
Well, it's when they do that pan across all their like trash and stuff they've left, it's littered with unlit cigarettes everywhere, because
cigarettes were cheap back then, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting to. I was like, I forget how much they cost now. It's been a long time since I bought a pack, but it's
sure they're close to at least 50 cents a stick right now, like in pack form. Like,
oh, in pack, yeah. I don't think the whole pack then cost 25 cents.
Yeah, but yeah, it doesn't really give you that. They could have left something behind. The kids started playing with a match or something. I don't know, but some parts of me wanted to know if they were actually responsible. But Karate Kid did the right thing going in and getting them, and then Dally went in.
Yeah, Dallas and
went in after, and you know,
what's Soul Man?
Pony Boy.
Yeah.
He went in first.
Yeah. Johnny Cade is Ralph Macchio. I'm trying to remember as many names.
Oh, okay. But you're not gonna call him just by names from other movies?
Well, I was.
Well, I did just call Pony Boy Soul Man.
Okay.
I had to.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
In Karate Kid, Roadhouse, Soul Man.
Yeah.
What's Matt Dillon? Something about Mary?
Sure. What's his? I don't remember his character. Then we just call him something about Mary, but. Yeah.
So Red Dawn, Top Gun.
Yeah. I said the Roadhouse. Red Dawn's cool. We got that. Yeah.
Multiple people from Red Dawn.
Yeah. See Thomas House in Red Dawn too. Okay. But yeah, I mean,
Mighty Ducks.
I mean, yeah.
Unless you prefer Young Guns.
Right.
Whichever Emilio fan you are.
Didn't you do that trash truck driving movie? Is that? No. Yeah. With
yeah.
Is that like, there's like Alien, or is that a different one?
Which one?
Is it Repo Man? I don't know. That's you were talking about the one with Charlie Sheen, right?
And the air is just right for drinking.
Yeah, we're the brothers. Yeah.
That's what is it's that
like
called?
Aliens at the end, right?
Yeah, but what was that movie called? Minute Work.
I think that might be it.
The band.
Yeah, it was called
not Minute the band. The
Safety Dance.
Yeah, no, it's not that Minute Work. Yeah, Charlie Sheen not in this.
He's probably busy. He's the only like 80s megastar not in this movie.
Right.
Rick Schroeder. No, he was doing TV at this time. Doing TV.
Yeah. I got a lot. Yeah. West Side Story vibes from this, just from the era, you know, and obviously the fighting, but there was no, the love story was so minor in this, which I was surprised, and maybe they go into depth deeper in the novel or the extended version than what I got, you know.
I really thought she was going to be it more than, you know, the drive-in scene and like one other scene.
I think they wanted to just have that, not so much for the love story. And again, I wish I had more time to read the book, because I don't think I read it in school or whatever. And it seems like a pretty interesting subject to see how they did it differently. But it seems like she was in there just to kind of be the bridge, the gap between the you know, I almost said sharks, yeah, but the soaps and the greasers. But not really, it wasn't a driving love story. The love they were trying to show is these band of misfit outsiders and the love they have, and then they find each other even when they drive each other crazy or, you know, or nuts and whatever, and they're trying, you know, just the band of brothers coming through, which I think they did very well, right? Like, yeah. I think you felt it. They gave you just enough touch of what, you know, the tragedies that were in these kids' lives and what they were to kind of put them where they were, and that desire and that social need to be with somebody that cares about them, and the you know, as a family group outside of a family. So I think that was all done well. What wasn't explained, and I don't think needs to be explained too much, is the connection with the social just were a group of guys that just like to beat people up. Like, they had the better life.
Yeah, like the Biff Tannens, if you will.
Hey, that side of the, and again, it's not called the socialites, it's called the outsiders, so obviously don't focus on them, but what's driving them to be, besides the one guy that dies, alcoholism, right? Clearly, he's got, you know, and then Cherry's used as the powder keg for that incident, but I think they would have driven by even without him talking to Cherry at the drive-thru and wanted to start a fight with those
kids. Yeah, because he just kicked the shit out of Johnny Cade, because he had the scar on the face.
Right? Like, so, I think it left me wanting to know a lot about the sides and stuff, but gave me just enough to know what they were and you know, their backstories. And Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid story was worse. Like, his family didn't give a crap about him even when he was in the hospital dying.
Yeah, burnt up. He didn't want to, he'd rather sleep in a vacant lot.
Right, than go home.
And
stuff. And he was the young one that just really was in self-defense, but didn't matter. He was too burned to live, so. It sounded like a familiar story. He put the producer's note up about it being in curriculum in schools, and I know, I think Rob said you read it in school, Rob?
I believe I did. Like, I definitely have some memory. I can't remember if I read the whole book or if I watched part of the movie or what, but I definitely, took this in at some point, you know.
I definitely see, like, now. I remember watching the church scene, like the fire. I remember that. I remember something about Mary running down the hill with the empty gun and all the cops. I remember that scene.
Right.
So a couple of things were really clicking. When he's in the car and he's first showing that gun, doesn't he have, is the clip empty?
He had the magazine out, but I don't remember if there was a bullet in it or not in the top. But they seemed to make a good point that they never had bullets for it, that it was always an empty.
It's just a show.
Oh, right. And then he's basically, I mean, he's so lost in the end that he's either trying to do suicide by cop or just go back to jail. I'm wondering if he hadn't been injured by the shopkeeper, if he would have gone on with the like suicide by cop maneuver.
I think he would have knocked over whatever gas station is next.
Back to jail almost, right? Like he was just dumb, but then just was like completely done after he was partially shot, you know, or not partially shot. He was shot, but not mortally wounded. Yeah. But injured.
It's Tommy shot. You can say it.
Tommy shot. Yeah, your famous word. Last note. I
mean, it's not that even bad. He does a rotary phone.
Yeah.
He makes a call and bleeding out. He's not like Mr. Orange and Red.
Red Dog. Fucking
die. Reservoir Dog. I'm confused. I mentioned too many movies and get my brain confused. Did you not think it was weird when he's running from the cops and he has the gun and he's like, "You'll never take me," whatever. Uh-huh. That the rest of the outsiders can get that close to him when he's been shot like 45
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I thought that was.
And he dives at the outsiders' feet. I get it's a movie,
right?
But they're a known gang.
Yeah, and they would have told them to freeze and get on the ground and put their hands. It's for sure. I mean, I know they're screaming. It's not loaded, but. They need to get control of the situation first. But it's also 1965. Maybe things were a little bit different. You know, a lot of people were armed with guns probably in 65. But I don't
know. America.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Matt Dillon has two guns in this movie.
One for each of you.
And no job that we know of. I mean, he robs people, I guess. I mean, no one really has a job except for...
He was hanging out at that bar or wherever, living up above it, whatever it was. Maybe he had a gig there where he was working it and just working upstairs. He seemed as, obviously he may have been into some wrongdoing as well, but I bet he had some kind of side hustle that he was there and he had connection. I mean, he did look out for the kid, even though he's a dickhead in the beginning. He was like, go here, go to the church, take this train. Like
he gives him $50.
And he came for him and did everything, you know, like, you know, he was trying to look out for them in his own way.
Yeah. Okay. I was annoyed they got sick of eating bologna sandwiches after only 4 days.
They had peanut butter, too.
I know, but they say they're sick of eating bologna. Bologna's delicious.
And by the way, where are they buying these books that look like they're rat? Like, the first book he buys is like, oh, they must have, like, some kind of used book. Because it was ratty, like, and he just bought it at that grocery store or whatever. So I guess they had a used book section. But then the second book, he's in the hospital. They go down to the gift shop.
And that's shopping.
It's like the same book, right?
It's like a, you get a new baseball glove, you got to break it in. You buy a new book, you got to break it in. He's throwing it out in some puddles.
Like, man, the props department had to reuse some stuff.
Come on. Yeah, I know, it's fine. But, I mean, if you've gone and gotten, I don't know, four to 800 cigarettes, don't you think you would have spent a couple more money on maybe a few more magazines or something rather than just, you know, something with pictures that, you know, he could.
No, I would have bought only cigarettes.
Only cigarette
deck of cards. I would not have bought Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't have bought the bread. You would have bought like two bags of Cool Ranch Doritos and some Twinkies.
Oh, yeah.
400 like, cigarettes, and you would have died.
No, I would have had like a hot plate. So I would have started.
Hot plate.
Just give me like a pan. I'll make a small fire just so I can fry that bologna a little bit. And then that's how the fire starts.
Yeah.
So I leave my plate too close to some cigarettes.
Yeah.
And the little kids come in because they smell hot bologna and they're like, everybody wants hot bologna.
Hi, kids. You want to see my bologna?
No. Absolutely not. No.
Stop it. Stop it.
Talking about delicious fried bologna. So let's talk about the rumble. They're setting it up.
Mm-hmm. Very honorable, by the way. I was waiting for when they were like, they're going to play it fair and whatever, that someone starts shooting.
Oh, but, yeah. For sure. Someone was going to mess it up, right?
Yeah. It was done well. Little car, little pine fire. Clearing
a torrential downpour as soon as the fight starts.
Right. I mean, I thought when we talked about this before, I thought it was raining only on one half. Like it was like pouring, and the other side didn't look like. But then I saw it was raining everywhere. It was more visible.
Your way is more poetic.
Yeah. I was like, why is it like this one half of the street raining? And then it went on
a good. It went on a long time for this movie.
expecting, obviously, somebody to cheat, and no one cheated. And
someone to die.
I was expecting someone either to die or be very hurt. And then three, for the cops to actually show up. But apparently no one cares because they were so far out in the nowhere. You know, like it didn't matter. But the world's worst kept secret. Everybody knew
about it. That's what I was going to say. They talked about it a lot everywhere. Definitely. I'm surprised the cops weren't there to watch it happen.
Right.
They didn't talk about it to them. Come on.
So these Oklahoma cops just don't pay attention to anything of the major gang in this town? Well, I guess not, because...
In Oklahoma the whole time, or was it just the train went to Oklahoma for the church?
Apparently the town's in Oklahoma.
Okay, it was there too. Okay, I didn't
They don't specifically say, but I think that's where the book takes place.
Yeah, that's what it says on IMDb. In a small Oklahoma town.
You know, go Thunder or Sooners. I guess the Thunder wouldn't be there yet. Oklahoma Sooners are probably there. And, what state? Cowboys?
Yeah.
Oklahoma State? I'll say like I'm supposed to, didn't I? I remembered. Ryan, before they became the Oklahoma City Thunder, what basketball team were they?
Pelicans?
No, the Pelicans are a current team.
Still there.
In New Orleans.
The Bobcats just became the Charlotte...
The team that is the Pelicans used to be the Hornets. They abandoned the name Hornets, and the Bobcats reclaimed it.
But now they're the Hornets again, right? Are they not
the Bobcats? The Charlotte Bobcats, because the original Hornets franchise moved to New Orleans.
Where are the Supersonics now?
Mm-hmm.
Am I there?
They are the Seattle Supersonics. Or they were the Seattle Supersonics.
Kicked it up my moving franchise. I'm sorry. I'm there. Yeah.
I just thought about it. I was like, Ryan won't remember forever.
It's like a donkey eating a waffle. I mean, the Supersonics were in that clip.
They were. Karl Malone's not going to pay a lot for that muffler.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Let's get back to the outside. Let's stop talking about Ray Romano's Saturday Night Live bits.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you guys have about it besides the Outsiders being awesome? There are heroes.
Sure there are. I think Jerry was a good natured character in all ways. And then I think, like I said, all the guys were super flawed, but super...
Most of them are just trying to get through. What's Patrick Swayze? He talks to the guy he beats up at the Rumble.
Right.
They used to play football and they're like, hey, how's it going?
I love that kind of thing because there's always those battles when you have, you know, brothers against brothers or, you know, whatever. They're fighting for their cause. They're there. I kind of like the idea of being able just to fight it out and then just be done with it. Right.
And then that deal settled.
Right.
Well, we'll meet again.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody kind of knew that guy was asking, you know, that he was joking. And do you think that they would have drowned Pony Boy?
Yes. I think that guy was going to kill Pony Boy.
They were going to kill him anyway? You don't think his boys
would have stopped? I think they would have tried, but...
That's one of the things where I think that blood drip that he did, I want to know a lot more. And maybe the book jumps the same way because I want to know exactly how it went down. Did, you know...
You want to see
Pony Boy? I just want... What happened? Did like he hold the knife out and say, you know, stop, don't do it? And he's like, I'm gonna just hold this guy. You know, like did he keep going? You know, there's more to it.
That definitely would change things depending on how it went down. But a little bit.
Some of the boys or Cherry said it. Some of his friends were gonna say, you know, that he was in self, like they were gonna vouch for him and say it was self defense. And you know, maybe it was just Cherry that was gonna say that. I can't remember. But some people were thinking about turning on him. It just so much happens in a few seconds there that he just come up and stab him in the back while he was bent over the pool, or did he like try to stop him and it escalated? That would be a big difference to a lot of people's mind in the jury box, I'm sure. But I guess it doesn't matter too much in the overall scheme. He was going to run regardless, right?
Yeah.
And pretty screwed his boys to just leave him there.
Well, I think that just shows what kind of guy he was. That his friends were like, fuck that guy. Because maybe we don't see it, but maybe they were like, stop drowning this kid. Yeah. You're going a little too far.
Right.
Just because he talked to a girl that left you.
Right. Yeah, the lack of consent in these opening scenes, a little bit like, oof, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like this anymore. And I shouldn't say anymore. That came out wrong.
Whoa.
that was like a Reagan slip of the tongue. I got to pull that thing back in. That was something
see how easy it is when you're trying to just say something innocent. And now look what corner you're in. And you're like, oh, I didn't mean to be with these people.
That was totally what Reagan would have said, not me.
Right.
No.
How much that was portrayed in films that it's just like, God, this is just.
Yeah, well, I mean, even Dallas at the beginning in the drive-in, you're like, oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah. The opening scenes were all tough to watch just because it was so, like, and they were setting them up as bad boys and sort of setting the sides and whatever. But some of them were like, ugh, cringeworthy. You know, like, I don't like this. You had to get there somehow, I guess. It would be done differently if it was shot in 2024, right? I think it wouldn't.
Yeah. It wouldn't have front-loaded credits, I'll tell you that.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Weird. I was like, wasn't that fucking insane?
Yes. I was like, damn, man, how long is this going to go on?
It's like, I'm listening to Stevie Wonder. Not his best song, by the way, but at least it's Stevie. And then I'm seeing all these, like, I'm like, what is this? Why are they doing this in the front? Like,
man, they used to, old movies used to always front load it, right? Way back in the day. That was the thing, right?
I don't remember them ever doing it with the lines. And, like, I remember a bunch of people flashing, but I guess it was.
I remember thinking, bold choice. Yeah. Bold choice. It is a ton of famous names coming at you.
But not then. They were all like relative newcomers.
Swayze. Actually, I think I read somewhere that like Leif Garrett.
Yeah, Leif Garrett
was probably the most famous person at that time. But maybe Swayze.
I'm not saying they hadn't done a couple, but none of them were mega star, right?
Oh, like, no, Rob Lowe, not super famous.
He was almost unrecognizable so young. Like when you looked at him, he was
so baby face.
Yeah, like I was like, oh man.
But I really enjoyed seeing this earlier version. Even Tom Cruise, who looks pretty jacked for him.
Yeah, he sounds so young, though, too. It was like
his laugh. When they're going to the Rumble and he's doing that weird laugh, is that his real laugh?
I don't know.
Or is that an acting choice? I need to hear
like couch jump stuff going on there. Like,
yeah, I'm going to have to. I hate watching that video. It's so cringy. I can't watch it.
Yeah,
it is. I'm going to have to hear his real laugh. But I'm not even sure if that would be a real laughter. That's more of a...
Just going to have to pin him down and tickle his feet.
Right. Your lips to God's ears that happens one day. You think if I got the opportunity where Tom lays down and he's like, tickle my feet, I'm not going to tickle his feet? I hate feet. It's not I hate them.
This world that'd be like, hey, man, tickle my feet.
Patrick Swayze comes in and he looks just like outsider Patrick Swayze, and he's like, just tickle my tum tum. You're not gonna tickle him?
I don't know, man.
Don't be weird about it. No,
that would be, it's already weird if he came out.
No, if you hesitate, you're like, oh, I don't know. That's weird. You've made him feel weird.
No.
You gotta go right for
it. That's not on him. That's not on him.
I don't know how you get out of that without. You know, you'd be like, no, I'm good. Like, I guess,
no, you just tickle him.
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm not tickling a bunch of strangers when they ask me. I mean, probably next time you're like on the subway or something, just lean to that.
No. I would only do it if it's a famous person. Yeah. I'm not tickling somebody on the red line. Or some weird homeless guy comes up and he's, you tickle me. No, not in. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
As long as it's a famous person, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So Kevin tickle. Spacey's like, hey, Ray.
Oh, no. No. All right. It depends on the situation. I'm going to put it out there. It's a good point, Rob. I'm glad you made it. It's not any celebrity.
And like that, he's gone.
But more of a chance. I'll say that. Do you guys have any more on the Outsiders?
I mean, they've just derailed this episode. Than that. You might as well just stop it right there.
I did just slam it into the ground. Yeah. It's a good spike, though. All right, well, let's take a quick little break, and we'll come back with a game right after this.
I love gold!
But of course, we're back for that break. You guys know what time it is. It's Pop Quiz Hotshot.
Yeah, I heard you, Hotshot. What?
And we're joined by our producer.
Game on, good guys. What a lead-in. Thank you for that.
I'm telling you, wait till you hear the end of the episode. You're going to be like, man, this is too weird lead-ins.
All right. So for our annual holiday celebration, the one that we do every year for Tom Cruisemas,
yep.
I figured we would dust off our old pop quiz variant. It's not a tomato. This time it'll be, you say tomato, I say tomato. And we're going to go over some Tom Cruise movies this Christmas. I tried to pick some lesser known Tom Cruise movies. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll keep you guys on your toes. Kind of like we did with The Outsiders. So that's where we'll start. So you know the game. We're going to have you guys guess. We'll aim you. And higher or lower, and then we'll see whoever gets closest to that tomato score. And if you guys have it, Rob, if you could also help me keep score, let's hit that game show music, and we are off with The Outsiders.
It's really hard to gauge the first one. Yeah. I'm going to say it's fresh, though. I just watched this movie. I'm going to say this movie is as 76. I won't take Ryan's precious number. Oh, I won't take it.
Because you know I was just going to go 77 and throw it out. Now they're right nut to butt. We can't beat it.
Right. Or Rob, take 78. Take 78.
Wait, you took 77?
Ryan?
I don't know, man. I got either. No matter where I go, it's going to be, you know, chopping out one of you guys. I don't know if it's that fresh. I'm going to go, I'll say 70.
All right, I'll go the other way. I'll say 81.
Oh, I thought you went 77.
I thought you went 77.
No, I wasn't going to like let him get one away
from. Oh, good, because I was going to guess 76 for the rest of this game.
Oh. And the strategy is revealed. Yes, but Rob, you get this one. Actually, you get this one on the button. It is certified. It is 70.
Movies and books. Movies and books.
Show your screen. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so now we'll aim you up or down, and we're going to do The Mummy.
Oh,
the one lower. With him in it. Lower. Yeah, lower.
Yes, he did do a movie called The Mummy that ended a universe. Like, he black-holed
started it. And yeah. Ended a universe in one fell swoop.
What, didn't they consider that Dracula movie that came technically part of it?
I don't really think they did.
That's just something they say after.
This was the first one that had a logo.
Yeah.
Of Dark Universe in front of it. This was really going to kick things off. And you are correct. It is lower. So what do you guys think? How much lower is The Mummy?
Ooh. I don't remember. I just remember hearing bad things. I don't know how bad it was.
You haven't seen it?
No. You know, I don't know about you, but like when I hear like really bad things about a movie, I don't tend to go out.
You mean when you hear watch that it? A movie yeah. both starts and ends a cinematic yeah. universe, you don't rush out to
see,
go
see it? Yeah, exactly. That. Yeah. I heard that and I said, I gotta see this movie immediately. It's not that bad. It's not that good. Yeah. It's fine for sure.
I'll say 45. 45. I don't know if it's that low, but whatever.
That one is 37, but I think really be whipping it, and I don't think it's that bad. I'll say 50.
I'll say 41.
Okay, I think Ram gets this one. You guys are way high. This movie comes in at a 15.
Whoa.
It's not that bad, people.
I didn't
it's
think it was going to be that. I didn't.
Now I'm going to tell you.
Not that bad.
Alone would bring it up, right?
This is not Tom Cruise's worst movie as far as a tomato meter goes.
Wow.
Really? I did put his worst rated movie in here, and I've snuck it in somewhere. So now you'll have to guess which movie that's going to be. Lower is it 15? The next one? So, next up. Higher or lower? Legend.
I say higher.
Someone with like a goblin peeing or a troll peeing, right?
Yeah, I don't remember Legend at all, honestly.
Legend was all.
I can't believe that was the one takeaway from this movie, but yeah, I believe there's a goblin peeing in this movie.
Yeah, it's like a troll or a goblin pissing, right? That's the only thing I remember about Legend.
You don't remember like the unicorn or the like, demon vaguely. On a throne?
Vaguely. Right. I remember pissing. Yeah.
Well, this has all of that.
I don't think it's the one that's lower, so I'm going to go higher than 15.
I'll go higher as well.
All right. It is higher.
All right. I'll give this one the 37. I have no idea what people liked or did not like. So I'll give it the 37.
I'll say 56.
Yeah, that's around where I was thinking, so now I'm not sure where I want to go. Yeah. I'll go a little crazy. I'm going to say it's fresh, but not certified fresh. I'll say 65.
All right, Ryan gets this one, so everybody's up on the board now.
Through dreams, I influence mankind.
It is 42, so you came.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Not that hot. Not that hot. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we have Collateral.
Well, that's higher.
That's the taxi cab.
Yeah. It's like the taxi cab confession, yeah.
I got panned, right? People weren't in love with that. I liked it. I thought it was fine.
Not to spoil things, but...
Low, I think.
Stay tuned. Higher. I'll say it's higher. Yeah.
It is. Yes, it is higher.
I'll say this one is
77.
I'm not saying. Well, now I really want this to be 76. I'm gonna go my original 63. Is what I was thinking.
Okay. It's gonna be 77. You'll see. Or it's gonna be 7.
I remember this one being good. I mean, I don't.
I like it. Well, I don't remember it like, blowing people's socks off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go crazy and say like 85.
We're all locked in?
Yeah.
Collateral is 86, and Rob gets it.
Oh,
wow.
You killed No, I shot him. Bullets in the fall killed him.
All right.
Very close. Very close. So it did pretty well. I think that one of the things that was talked about when this came out was Tom Cruise's villain turn, right? Mm-hmm. He played against type. And I think Michael Mann hadn't made a movie in a little bit. He was using digital camera technology, and it looked a little bit different. I know some people complained about that. They said it looked like a TV show. It had like a weird look to it, but I think that sort of added something to it. It was definitely one of the earlier examples of big filmmakers going fully digital with their shoots. Mm. Anyway, next up, we have Edge of Tomorrow, which you may also know as Live, Die, Repeat.
Or All You Need Is Kill.
Before, yeah, or the book title.
The book name,
All
You Need Is Kill. That's lower.
Higher.
94. Higher.
It is higher.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was reviewed badly for some reason, or didn't get much money or something.
It just messed up.
The marketing was a mess, but anyone who watches it loves it.
So it's like, it's a good movie. Yeah, okay.
Except apparently the executives at whatever company. This is a 92. What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you guessed, Ryan. Did you guess 93?
You got a little bit of space between, but just a little bit.
I didn't hear his guess either. What'd you say?
94.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, and we're saying it's better than 80.
And there's only 16 digits we can go to, right?
Yeah, there's only so much. I mean, I'll just go.
You don't own all 16.
I'll give you a little bit of space. I'll just say 98.
All right, Ram, I think you get this one. It is 91.
On your feet, maggots!
Yeah. Certified fresh at 91, which is why they've been trying to make a sequel for literally ever.
It's going to happen. See, this is what...
This is one of the times where you think it is going to happen.
This is definitely going to happen.
All right.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Next up, Cocktail.
Oh, that being a hit.
Lower,
though. Yeah.
It's lower than 91, though. I don't think this
is... Yeah, lower. But it's not in the 60s or...
It's like 87, but lower, right? Like, it's close.
I'm going to say it's an 82.
You said 87, Ryan?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I'll just go...
The one that's lower than 15, by the way.
I'll say 74.
All right. It was definitely lower. Rob, I think you get this one because this is his lowest rated movie.
Is it really?
Apparently you guys love watching Tom Cruise make drinks.
Make drinks? Yes.
But the critics did not.
I thought it did well for some reason.
This.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It might have made money. So I don't know about the box office game numbers here, but I do know that Cocktail is his worst movie. Rotten. Rated. At a rotten 9.
I am the world's last barman poet.
Wow. Okay.
Anytime a bartender throws a glass, someone references Cocktail.
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
This that doesn't mean it's good. Show.
No, that's bullshit. Bullshit.
I mean, it also co-stars as the bartender, the bar owner who teaches him everything.
FX.
Yeah, Koizji's very own Brian Brown, the man from FX, who. Put the chicken shrink wrap on the dude's face and then poked the hole in his mouth. Elizabeth Shue. I remember this movie very fondly, but apparently the critics do not. All right. So now we know what his lowest movie is. Next up, this is obviously higher.
Higher, yeah. Right.
His lowest movie? Yeah.
I'm gonna make this one a little bit different. Which do you think is his highest movie? Mm. Is it Mission Impossible, Fallout, or is it Top Gun Maverick? And what's the number?
Top Gun Maverick now.
Maverick.
That movie was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Maverick as well, but what's the number?
96.
9.
You said 99, you said 96. I'll say...
How many 99 movies are out there on Rotten Tomatoes? It can't be a lot.
It's a pretty short list.
Yeah. I'll say... Because 97. I mean, come on, man.
Okay. The points are a little weird on this one because I posed the question so bizarrely. So I guess technically Ram gets this.
Mission accomplished!
You actually said that.
So his highest movie is not Top Gun Maverick. It is Mission Impossible Fallout. But Top Gun Maverick is a 96, and Ram got that right.
So Fallout's a 97?
Fallout is a 97.
Wow.
That is
okay.
I mean, both great movies.
Hit with more people than Mission Impossible.
Fallout made a ton of money.
Oh, I'm not knocking it. It's a good movie. I thought, like, you have to be into the Mission Impossible movies, where I think just like everybody loves Top Gun.
Right? Yeah, Top Gun Maverick was universally loved. Top Gun Maverick was people saying that he saved the box office.
Yeah, he saved.
It was crazy. It was a phenomenon. All right, guys, we are closing out with, obviously this one's lower because we just went over his highest movie, but we are closing out with The Color of Money.
Mm.
So what do you think we're getting ourselves into?
He's so all over the place. Or the people are so all over the place and wrong. I'll watch Labyrinth and decide. Try and remember something else. 84.
I think it's that high.
No, I honestly don't know anymore. This game has fucked me up. I have no idea. I wasn't even going to go near 77 right now. I was going to say 62. I'll just sit on 62. Why not?
I mean, all right. So I'll say 73.
All right. Ram, I think you get this one. The Color of Money, certified fresh at 88.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
All right.
So people liked it. So hopefully we're in for a treat. But
yeah.
Excellent work, good guys. Thanks for checking out Tom Cruise's Tomato Score filmography with us. Excellent work. Good game. Oh, Rob, who won this round?
Reagan won.
Excellent work. Good game, Ram. And today, the winner is you.
Thank you, thank you. Here we are. Co is G, Co is B for the Outsiders. A very strong performance by Tom Cruise. Both scenes, he's great in. but seriously, real simple. I love this movie. I watched it. I thought it was great. I thought the acting was amazing. Seeing so much of Hollywood as very young actors right before they explode was cool. It's an easy Coach G for me. Rob, what do you think of The Outsiders?
I'm not really too into The Outsiders. I mean, don't get me wrong. It had a great cast and the acting was fine, but I don't know. It was a little too boring for me.
Well, stay gold, Rob.
No, I don't know if it's just the time period or the whole greaser thing is just very uninteresting to me. Didn't enjoy it. I started, but the first service I pulled up the extended version. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. Let me find one that has a shorter version of this thing. And that's just from my memory of in the past. Like I said, I think when we mentioned this in the preview, it was like, oh, that's a movie I never expected to watch again. It's fine, but I wouldn't personally recommend it to people. So I'll give it a code B.
Man, we're not gold already.
Yeah.
No. But we'll see how much our gold is tarnished in 1 second. Ryan, what did you think of The Outsiders?
No, I liked The Outsiders. I thought it was done pretty well. It was funny because I ran into Mr. Box Office there before I had watched and he had already watched. And I was like, oof, sounds like he's going to give this a B. So I don't... Because usually if he's in it, I'm like, I'm way out of it. But as I was watching it, I was like, it may have helped because it made me come in with much lower expectations. But I actually like the story a lot. I mean, some of the direction left me wanting a little bit more of the story here and there. But that may not even be available in the book, and I don't want them making up things. So I can't judge it on that. But just judged on the movie itself, I think it gave me everything, you know, I felt the drama and the tension, you know, and I enjoyed it. So, Co is G, man.
All right. Well, there you have it. Unfortunately, we didn't make it this week. We didn't stay gold. We'll try again next week.
Silver Pony Boy. We're silver.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're Silver Pony Boy.
It has begun.
Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made.
Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about The Outsiders. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect. If you'd like to know more, drop us a line. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good person. Don't hate like a soch. Give us a 5-star review. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a gang and help us stay golden. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Co is G, you got to have two things to win.
You got to have brains and you got to have balls. And you've got too much of one and not enough of the other.